Rumors can move our markets. I'm Keith Lundberg with your farm news update. And that's exactly what happened last week.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we had that rumor that screw room got into Missouri, and obviously it was a rumor, but the so-called experts are saying it's not a matter of if that screw worm will get into the U.S., it's just a matter of when.
That's Greg Hansen with Hansen Agri Commodities, based out of Walnut Grove, Minnesota, talking about some of the steps the USDA is taking to help prevent that from coming into the United States.
The USDA has gone. There's one facility in Panama that in the world that works on sterilizing these flies to be released to try to sterilize the native population. The USDA is going to pump some money in there to speed up the process. There, you know, we know that screwworm is within 700 miles of the border. I say it's just a matter of when. And then the question will be is how will the market react? I mean, your first thought should be, oh, you know, as high as we are at these, call it all-time highs, you know, could we really see a lot of selling, which Tuesday makes you wonder. But if this thing gets into the U.S., that also means it's going to be killing cattle. That means less beef. So does it over time maybe do the opposite? So there's just all of this uncertainty.
And as we all know, markets do not like uncertainty. And then you throw in our cattle limits. Feeder cattle and live cattle futures are all increasing this week.
If and when this thing turns, not only is it's going to drop even faster than we thought before, because now these limits are getting bigger on top of this, right at the time when we're at all-time highs, call it. You know, so like I say, it won't be down in an elevator. It'll be down through a trap door whenever this thing does break.
And this screwworm issue is a big concern, as we are talking here about the cattle industry, but that screwworm can actually get into other animals, including humans. With your farm news update, I'm Keith Lundberg.